It is Art Week on Northland Morning, and Art Week produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, we could hardly have an Art Week without recognizing an artist who will be exhibiting at the Park Point Art Fair for the first time this year, and an artist who is near and dear to our hearts. You may recognize her work because she designed our 60th anniversary logo, and she designed several of the T-shirts and sweatshirts over the last few years. It is former KUMD graphic designer Erin Welch. Good morning. Erin? Oh, great. She fled. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, there you are. Sorry about that.
No worries.
So you appreciated the fact that I did a crowd noise for you, didn't you?
Of course.
Yeah, right. Poor Erin. So you were one of the lucky few, and I would imagine few, who were able to take a leap into, I think I can maybe support myself with my art. Talk about that a little bit, because you left KUMD, you said, it's time for me to spread my wings, and I think I can make a go of it. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, so it's kind of been a whirlwind of a roller coaster the past, like, it's really only been a year and a half or so since I officially launched North Country Craft. And then it was about 6 months after I launched my Etsy site that I took that leap away from the university and KUMD and kind of went out on my own, and I've been doing it ever since, and I just kind of still have to pinch myself every day that, like, this is what I do. I make cribbage boards and make art, and I'm able to keep doing what I love to do, so I feel very blessed about it.
One of the things that you began to create, because you're just amazing. You're a graphic designer and a painter and a wood burner and tell us a little bit about your cribbage boards, because those were kind of the thing that people fell in love with and that sort of enabled you to say, yeah, I think I can maybe do this.
Yeah, so that actually kind of started on accident. Cribbage has always been something that's like been a part of my family. We have a cabin just north here of Duluth. So I grew up around cribbage and the cabin lifestyle. And it started on accident by I realized I didn't have a cribbage board in my own apartment. And so I took a cutting board, took a drill, and just made myself one, posted an image online. And then slowly over the next few months, I had a few friends ask if I could make them one for a gift. And that kind of just snowballed into me eventually launching an actual business with it. And then it just kind of took off that 2016 holiday season. And then I just went with it.
Your cribbage boards are made many times out of raw wood, wood rounds, so that you can, you know, see the bark. And then other cribbage boards are made with beautiful images of fish or trees or nature. Talk about some of the different designs that you incorporate into the boards now.
Yeah, so my range now is very, very, there's a huge variety now. And a lot of the work I do is predominantly custom work, actually. And so I work with a lot of different people who will approach me and have, like, a special event coming up that they want a special gift for. And so cribbage is part of their family, so they have something special, like either their cabin image burned into it or a pet or some sort of, like, special imagery that ties into some moment in their life, which I think is really cool. But then the ones that I kind of do on my own, like, in my free time, if I have free time, do tend to, like, lean towards the more natural scenes and different, like, animals from the Northland and different just creatures and scenery that I like to see myself.
The universe gave you a little nudge again just recently, and as the universe tends to do when it nudges people, it isn't always gentle, and the universe nudged you in a kind of exciting direction by sending you a car accident.
Yes.
Tell us, luckily nobody was hurt, so we want to make sure that we specify nobody was hurt, but tell us about that latest hey there, Erin, from the universe.
Yeah, so my beloved car of almost 10 years unfortunately was totaled in March, and that kind of threw me into a decision-making process of buying a new or a used car. And I've always kind of had this inkling in the back of my mind that I want to, like, get a van of sorts and turn it into kind of a traveling workshop slash studio slash camper to be able to go and travel to different art shows and just kind of see the country and take North Country Craft on the road some. And so I kind of made that leap, made that decision, and bought a van this spring. And eventually through the next few months, I'm going to plan on, like, building it out into a little traveling studio.
Oh, that is going to be really exciting for you. Now, at some point, are you going to need to turn this into a submersible? Because I know that one of the things that you really, really love is scuba diving and underwater, the various beautiful things that you can see underwater, and then bringing, you know, and then coming out, you know, and plotting, dripping over to your studio and beginning to make art of some of the beautiful things that you've seen. Are you going to be turning the van into a submarine anytime soon?
Probably not quite, but it definitely will bring me to the ocean, because the ocean is definitely one of my biggest sources of inspiration. And I think that's part of the reason why I love living in Duluth and next to Lake Superior, is because it's essentially my pseudo-ocean while I can't be by the actual ocean.
Well, Erin, it is such a treat always to talk with you. I'm so glad you're sticking around for a little while longer, because, golly, we would miss you. Not only your art, but we just miss you. And we miss you here at KUMD. Thanks so much for taking some time for us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Erin Welch, our guest this morning here on KUMD, and she is KUMD's former graphic designer, and she'll be making her first appearance at the Park Point Art Fair this weekend right here in town. Art Week on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.